Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Mark Hahn, Vice President of R&D Engineering for Circuit Simulation at Synopsys. Mark leads a team of over 300 engineers in developing cutting-edge advanced circuit simulation and transistor-level sign-off products, including characterization and static timing analysis. With 27 years of industry experience, he has a proven track record of driving innovation and growth. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. First of all, thank you, Dan, for having me here in your podcast. Very good to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to speak with you. Can you tell us just a little bit of background of how you first got involved in semiconductors?
Yeah, the reason I got into this industry is because of the spark I encountered when I was a teenager. So before the spark, I was kind of a kid who loved to play baseball, basketball, all kinds of sports with my friends. I was in the playground all the time. And one day, I just saw a PC at some place for the first time, and actually it blew my mind. So even though it was very, very basic by today's standard, for example, it had no hard disk, only 256 kilobytes of main memory, and a black and white monitor. So however, back then, it was really fantastic, magic box. And I loved the little box, which ultimately influenced my decision to pursue a degree in electronic engineering. In undergraduate college, I found myself to like computer programming. So computer programming was another amazing area for me, since I can create and control whatever I want instantly, which is not possible in the other areas. In the graduate school, actually, I was studying CAD algorithm, and I discovered a passion for EDA software. I explored state timing analysis, circuit simulation, and many MP complete problems that made me excited and explored the path developing EDA software. It has been the focus of my career path since ever since then. And looking back, it's amazing how that early encounter with a simple PC shaped my career path and drew me to contribute to this wonderful semiconductor industry.
Well, that's a great story. It's similar to mine. I happened upon a PC. It was a Commodore PET. This was in the late 70s, and I fell in love. And, you know, I did programming first as well, but I wanted to see what was inside. And, you know, when I saw the integrated circuits, that drew me to, you know, electrical engineering and the semiconductor industry. But yeah, no regrets. It's been an exciting time in semiconductors. So Let's talk about another very exciting topic. A very big topic on SemiWiki is high bandwidth memory. So What is driving the need for high bandwidth memory?
Yeah, I think the major driver of the need for HBM is AI technology. We are living in the era of pervasive intelligence and generative intelligence, where the data generation and consumptions are growing exponentially. From high-speed, high-performance computing to real-time data processing in AI applications, the demand for faster and more efficient data transfer is exploding. Traditional memory solutions like DDR memories are struggling to keep up with this pace. So this is where the HBM comes into the play. Like a high computing GPU server, which shows a 1.5 to 2x speedup in every new generation, requires enormous amount of data to be processed quickly. So HBM meet this need by providing the high speed data access and reducing the latency. For example, in AI training and interference, the ability to quickly fetch and then process large data set is really, really critical. So HBM is offering several times the bandwidth of traditional DDR. I think The need for HBM is driven by the exponential growth in data by AI, the demand for high performance with a low power consumption, and the requirement for of the modern GPUs, servers, and AI applications. So HBM is not just only step forward in memory technology. It's a really leapfrog technology that enables the cutting-edge advancement, shaping the future of our computing architecture, including CPU and GPU.
Great explanation. So can you tell me how HBM is different from traditional DRAM?
Yeah, DRAM has been cornerstone of computer memory for decades. It's well known for its scalability and cost effectiveness. As you know, the DRAM is highly cost effective, as a single capacitance represents one bit cell. And the DRAM is relatively easy to scale up, making it ideal for a wide range of applications, from personal computer to large servers. So structure-wise, DRAM is a planar structure where the memory cells are placed on a single plane. This structure is straightforward, but limits the density and the speed of data transfer. So, however, as I said, we are facing challenges in latency and bandwidth for the AI system. So, while DRAM offers decent latency and bandwidth, it is not enough to satisfy the demand of modern high-performance computing applications such as data center or AI system. So, HBM is designed to meet the need of these high-performance applications. So there are several things you can think of in HBM. So HBM uses a 3D stacking architecture where the multiple layers of DRAMs are stacked vertically. This significantly increases the memory density without expanding the design horizontally. So because of this stacking technology, HBM provides much, much higher bandwidth and low power consumption compared to traditional DRAM for the same data transfer. This is really crucial for applications like a graphics card and high performance computing, where both speed and efficiency are really important. So, and thanks to the evolutionary packaging technology, HBM can be placed closer to CPU. Or GPU, so reducing latency and increasing performance. This kind of proximity is a significant advantage in application requiring rapid data access and processing. So in summary, while the traditional DRAM is still widely used personal computer or mobile devices, HBM is increasingly becoming the essential component for the high performance computing or AI GPU server. This 3D stacking and the wider data paths with HBM and provide unparalleled speed and efficiency.
So can you talk about design and verification challenges that are unique to high bandwidth memories?
Yeah, so we talk about the benefit of HBM memory. However, there are so many challenges we have to overcome to enjoy the benefit. The first and foremost, the concern is the increase of the device element count compared to previous generation. For example, HBM4 is supposed to increase the element count by 3 to 5 times more than HBM3, which resulted in the circuit simulation runtime slowdown by 5 to 10 times. The circuit simulation engine performance is a big concern to finish the sign-up simulation in time. And second, challenge of HBM is managing the heat generated by the 3D stacked architecture. Multiple memory dies are stacked vertically, leading to increased power density and significant heat dissipation issue. It also requires a very sophisticated power delivery network and efficient power management strategy. So enabling this kind of stable and reliable power supply to all the layers of the memory stack is very critical. So literally, the airdrop analysis of the full chip HBM design is the most concern we have now, as the size of design is far bigger than any other design size in industry. So that is the one of the biggest concern. And third, actually ensuring the efficient and the reliable communication between the stack die is also crucial. So vertical connection, known as through silicon via TSVs, must be very precisely designed to minimize signal loss and crosstalk, which can complicate the design process. Yeah, first, given the size is increasing, the verifying the interaction between multiple dies within the 3D structure is more complex than testing a single planar die. So engineers must ensure all the layers functions correctly together, which requires advanced testing methodology as well. As you need more layers than in a single chip, so the die width is shrinking. So die height is shrinking. So you have to make the die thinner than ever, which you need to grind the die as much as you can. Actually, that causes mechanical stress of the chip as well. So accurately, the simulation of this condition is very essential to identify potential reliability issues early in the design phase. And HBM operate at much higher data rate compared to traditional DRAM. So verifying signal integrity at this speed involves detecting and mitigating the issues such as jitter, noise, and crosstalk, which can significantly impact the performance. And HBM is more like a huge system. So HBM must be validated not only in the isolated die, but also within the context of the entire system, so including processor and other components. So system level testing will help to identify the reserve integration issues as well. In summary, while HBM offers significant performance advantage, it also presents unique design and verification challenges. Addressing these challenges requires advanced technology and EDA software, which is a huge challenge for us.
So, final question, Mark, how does Synopsys help address these challenges?
Yeah, so Synopsys is a very unique company. It's uniquely positioned in the industry as the only EDA company offering the full EDA stack of the tools, from silicon manufacturing, such as TCAD and OPC, to all the way up to system architecture, like a Fusion compiler and 3DS compiler. The breadth and depth of our product portfolio is delivering holistic solution for HBM challenges. Synopsys has been focusing on HBM memory challenges for years as a one single Synopsys team. Synopsys is working very closely with the tier one memory companies to solve the challenges together. For example, right, the TCAD can help to develop a new structure of device and or more robust structure. So for example, it can help to develop more robust sense amp or the DRAM cells without the real manufacturing process. And like AI-based VCS can help to reduce number of vectors while you can achieve higher verification coverage. And 3DIC compiler can help designers to do thermal analysis and warp page analysis. Like these examples, Synopsys full EDA stack have been working with customers closely to improve our tools to address the challenges of HBM design. Now, since I'm the simulation guy, let's double click on the circuit simulation and static timing analysis solution, which are the two major sign-off tools in memory designs. So first of all, one of the most concerning things in is power noise effect for signals. Due to the limitation of metal layers in DRAM, right? Power ground layout are very, very challenging in DRAM. So the power delivery network simulation is essential for sign-off. So however, when you consider both power noise and signal noise together, the simulation runtime blows up easily more than 10 times because solving the big PDN takes a huge runtime. And even worse thing is that the power ground PDN are always fluctuating when the system is started working. So our PrimeSim's a unique PDN analysis speeded up the simulation to ensure the users to run both power block and signal blocks together, which is close to the real silicon behavior. So PrimeSim GPU technology can improve the performance by 5 to 10x. So designers can run through the PDN simulation, which was not possible in the past. Not just only the PDN simulation, but also general PrimeSim performance enhancement through the innovative RC compaction and the FinFET optimization and transient engine innovation have been our focus. So we've been developing a special engine to improve performance to overcome the runtime increase due to the size increase of HBM. So far, it shows a promising result with the real design. So we will continue the innovation to improve the runtime. And another one is capacity issue. So as you know, the circuit of HBM has like billions of elements. So it's impossible to run through the circuit simulation for such a big cases. So but we were trying to improve our software to overcome those challenges. Now our software is almost unlimited in capacity. This allows for the intensive simulation of complex HBM designs to ensure their functionality and performance. And not just in addition to the innovation of the circuit simulation, we also have introduced the real-time view swapping technology and hybrid timing technology, which are kind of pioneering approach in the industry. So providing a high-performance verification methodology for HBM. So RTVS is a kind of special technology which you can switch over between pure logic simulation and the mixed signal verification in a single simulation. So RTVS can give you like a 5 to 10x speed up. And HTV is another acceleration technology based on the pre-characterized data and reuse it in the circuit simulation to boost the performance. Yeah, as the technology shrinks, we are seeing more and more benefit of this reusing technology with HTV. And despite all the speed up in dynamic simulation, it is still vector-based, and the coverage is always the concern as we can't run the entire vector set. So we need some complementary methodology to increase the coverage as well as a high-performance dynamic simulation. So we are integrating NanoTime with PrimeSim to perform the static timing analysis on DRAM. This integration actually created very precise timing models and offers a complete timing sign-off flow through the PrimeTime's hierarchical timing analysis engine. So enhancing the accuracy and reliability of DRAM design as they transition to the custom HBM4. So in conclusion, the Synopsys comprehensive EDA stack from TCAD to the 3D IC compiler offers the powerful integrated solution to address the unique design and verification challenges of HBM. So our advancement in simulation, verification, and static timing analysis are paving the way for more efficient and reliable HBM design. So as we continue to innovate, collaborate, so we are very dedicated to provide the best-in-class solution to HBM designers. Actually, that's how the Synopsys is contributing to the industry and trying to address various challenges of HBM design. So I would say it's indeed a relentless team effort in Synopsys.
Great, great discussion. And I know customers are just an important part of that collaboration. I know Synopsys has more customers than any other EDA company that I know of. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, thank you for your time, and hope to speak with you again.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.